Left off enough. Let me give them an aleph. The Mishnah told us there are two different stages in history in terms of Bittul HaGet. In the olden days, a person would just simply gather together a Beis Din and would be batel to get in the presence of the Beis Din. It was a very, very big problem. The problem was that the woman, the Shaliach, wouldn't necessarily know about that. Here, the day before, the person had sent the Shaliach off to a faraway place to go bring the get to his wife, and then he's going to go ahead and be batel to get before the Shaliach delivers the get. So the get will be batel, but no one can know about it. So that's going to lead to a tremendous problem. So the Mishnah tells us that Rabbi Gamliel changed the din. Gamliel says, not going to do that anymore. But the only way to batel the get is you have to either literally tell the Shaliach about it, or at least tell the woman. So the Gemara goes back to try to figure out what exactly prompted this change. The Mishnah describes it as a tikkun olam, to fix up the world. What exactly was the tikkun? The Gemara says as follows: if they tikkun olam, so I'm going to give them an aleph about the 10 lines up at the top. The first one was the tikkun olam. Might be a tikkun olam. What exactly was the tikkun olam? What exactly was when we are coming to correct? Rabbi Yochanan omrei tachanas mamzerim, Rishlokash omrei tachanas agunos. Rabbi Yochanan says that the goal was to prevent mamzerus, which are to prevent the nation's issue from marrying without a proper get. And Reish Lakish said, no, they're different takkanot altogether. The goal was to prevent agunas, to prevent women who get stuck without having a proper get. What does that mean? The market didn't. Rabbi Yochanan made takkanas mamzerim. Rabbi Yochanan said that the takkanah was because of mamzerim. Savlok Rav Nachman. Rabbi Yochanan's opinion was like Rav Nachman, who spoke about it earlier in the week. The other Shnayim. Remember earlier we said there was a machlekes amaroyim in the olden days. How many dayonim constitute a Beis Din for the purposes of Bittul HaGet? Now we know that generally speaking, three people make up a Beis Din, but we already had some precedent, Prusbul, and other possible areas of Halacha, but maybe two is good enough. So it wasn't clear what was the Halacha in days of old. Again, this Halacha has been irrelevant for the last 2,000 years, but it's important for us to understand the progression as to why the Halacha was changed. What was the original, how did it play out originally? It's hard to tell. I mean, we know the goal of the role was to prevent, you know, I think prevention is worth an ounce of prevention worth the power of the QFs look at. So comes the Gemara and relates this question to the Machlokes of Nachman and Rav Sheshes from before. How many Dayanim were necessary in the old days to be about to get in front of? So the Yochanan was of the opinion that two is good enough. So look of Nachman of Nishnayim. And if all you're doing it is in the presence of two, that's going to set up a very, very dangerous situation. Because the Gemara says, may trade lace no color, that two people don't spread the word necessarily. Two people is very, very small amount of people who actually know about it. He lo shama, and she quite possibly will not know. Lo yada, she won't hear that the get was misbatel. She won't know. But Oslo mitzvah, and she'll go ahead and remarry based on the get. You can't hold her. So responsible for that, not a fault. Shaliach walks in the basin, presents to the get. The basin checks out his credentials. Everything looks great. How in the world is she going to know what happened? The odds of her hearing it from the two dayanim in the next town over are very unlikely. And now we're going to run into a problem of Mamzerus. That was the tikkun olam according to Rabbi Yochanan. But according to Reish Lakish, it was an entirely different picture. Reish Lakish Shabbat. Reish Lakish apparently was not worried about takanas mamzerim. He didn't think that scenario would play out, that she's going to get the get, think she's divorced, not know about it, etc. Reish Lakish wasn't worried about that. It wasn't explained why not. He was worried about something totally different, and we're not sure what that is exactly. So one thing we know is that Reish Lakish wasn't worried with Rabbi Yochanan's concern. Why not? Sublok of Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish followed the view of Reish Lakish. Yom Lefnei Gimel. That Rav Sheshet said that there are always going to be three people there. You're never going to be able to bottle again just in the presence of two people. It's always going to be in the presence of three. Who made plus a ismu kala. The Gemara is working with an assumption that three people, word spreads. Three people can't deal with your halacha and lashon hara based on that. There are certain nuances and things that you're allowed to say if it was said in the presence of three. We assume everybody knows already. Yeah, not possibly getting a little shot right now, but that idea that three people spread the word. So the Gemara says that is true. Right, it's hard for us to understand that exactly. You know, The difficulty with this was that we live in a world of instant communication. Like, you could say something to the wall, and the other side of the universe knows about it before you finish saying it. So it's a different kind of a world. Maybe it could be. It's hard for us to understand. The Kamsik Gemara says that since to make klasa is no color, since three people spread the call, they spread the word, you shove the other. She's going to know about it. But to be afraid that lest she goes and remarries them, knowing the get was canceled, that's very unlikely. So a little minsimah. So she's not going to get married anyway. If that's the case, then there's no tachanas b'mzeirus. So if that's the case, so why did Rabbi Yehuda change the din? What was wrong with the way it was in the good old days? Let him just be involved and get in front of three and shine. So the Gemara says, no, but tachanas agunas with the ika. It was a totally different reason, Rish Lofi said. We wanted to make it difficult for him to be mevatel again. In the old days, it was very easy. We have to get a bunch of his friends, you know, if the davening and say, chick-chack 2 seconds, and that's going to cause aggravation, it's going to cause a problem. Now, the woman, we have to start all over again. The woman's not going to become a gureshes. Masha'in came once, Chazal up the ante a little bit and said, we can't just be mevatel again just like that. You got to go travel, go pull out some money, go find the shliach, I'll track him down, and be bakal with the shliach. We know as a general rule in life, people don't like to bother. People will make other people tzaras if it doesn't cost them too much. If it starts to become a hassle, you know, bakal again, I won't do it. According to the shliach, it was a totally different reason. It was a totally different ticket of olam. It wasn't mamzerus oriented, because that could be a fear of mamzerus. People are going to let her know. It was a different concern of agunus. So talking about it, the Gemara continues now with the details of this halacha. So again, in the olden days, the din was that you can't be involved in getting the days din. In the days of Rabbi Gamliel, you weren't allowed to do that anymore. The Gemara quotes the following verse. So talking about a bit of a little divi Rebbe. Rebbe said, Rebbe also said that, let's say the person violated the takana of Rabbi Gamliel, and he went ahead and was mevatel to get, like the old days. Went to a base and was mevatel to get. Rebbe said, if he gets mevatel, what do you do? With the Araisa, once you're about to get, so you're expressing you don't want this person to be a shliach, you don't want this get to work anymore, you can't have a get being delivered when the husband's yelling and screaming he doesn't want him anymore. So basically, Rebbe says that the get is now treated as being bottled. So, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, Eino Yochel Olabato Lohosavel Tino'o. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, sorry, you cannot do that. Here it's interesting, it was father and son arguing. This Rabbi Shimon Gamliel was Rebbe's father. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, no. You have no authority, you have no ability to neither to be involved in the get, nor to change any of the conditions of the get. So the guy's going to be a real wise guy. I'm not involved in the get. Me. No. Just remember that shliach that I sent last week to send the get. I would never dream of being involved in the get. I'm just going to collect the base and make the following statement. I'm more than happy. Let the shliach do whatever he wants. Let him deliver the get on the condition that he picks up $10 million from her in return. So he just basically made it tonight. He made a new condition to get it now stipulated upon, which is going to clearly throw into question the ability for the shliach to function. So Rav Shimon Gamliel says, you can't neither be mevatel to get outright, nor add on to norm to the get. Shem came because if you're not going to say this, Rav Shimon Gamliel says, if you're going to say like my son, like Rav Danossi, if you're going to say like him, that yeah, no problem. Just be mevatel to get anyway, forget about the takana. Shem came, my cloud amazing nothing. So what was the purpose of the takana? What was the purpose of the Beis Din that made the Takana? If the Beis Din's Takana is not going to work with the Evid, if the Beis Din, it was just a recommendation. If all of them will say, it's a good idea to go find the Shaliyah, but it's okay with the Evid, you're right. The recommendations, people generally don't listen to. I always think about this when you go down State Street, and there's like a sign about the signals. It is recommended to use your blinkers. Recommended. But the evidence, okay, if you don't, it's a good idea to use this thing. Either yeah, no. People don't listen to recommendations. Don't go over here. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, if you're going to tell me that the point was the chatchila to find the shliach, but with the evidence, you can go back to the old way, you can be back, right back to where you started with, right back with the mamzer, right back with the agunos, makoyach based in you. Yes, the Gemara on Rav Shimon Gamliel, I understand what his concern was, but halakhically, technically, you just suggested a very, very difficult possibility. Umika mediated with the Raisa Batal Gita, Mina Torah. Once this fellow says to the Beis Din, I don't want this get to function anymore, this get is no good. Now, when the Shaliyah goes ahead and brings that get, so Rav Shimon Gamliel says, it's okay, the get's all right, so it's fine. It's okay because we made it the corner that the Bittel is Batal. He says, wait a second. Mina Torah, the get is not no good. We should be clear, Beis Din Yofesh, Sharina Shishlamah. what we are basically guilty now of doing is being matir in Eishes Hirsh. That's what we just did. Midaraisa, this get is not worth the paper that's written on it because the husband was just mevatlet. Because we have problems, we have concerns, we are afraid that it undermines the tachanun of Leo if we let the bittul go through, so we're going to cancel the bittul. But by canceling the bittul, you're just a matir in Eishes Hirsh. The Gemara says, how can you do that? So the Gemara has here and several other places, Shas, a very, very famous rule in. Yes, believe it or not, as strange as it sounds, we can do that. We can take a woman who we thought really is an Eishes Hirsh, according to the pure Torah standards, is in fact an Eishes Hirsh, and we can tell her to remarry. How can you do that? Called the Mekadesh, Adayt, the Rabbanan Mekadesh. We ask in the Rabbanan Mekadushim in A. That is the Gemara that the Chachamim have a tremendous degree of authority in the realm of Kittin and Kedushin, because they can uproot the original Kedushin. They can say, you think she's an Eishes Hirsh, she's been married for 20 years, guess what, Rebusio, she's not really an Eishes Hirsh. She never was an Eishes Hirsh. Remember that wedding that we splurged on 10, 20 years? It wasn't really valid. We were mafkia, the original Kedushin, and it turns out the woman that was never really married in the first place. So the Gemara uses this principle in a few places, very, very limited, 6, 7 places in all Shas. The Gemara uses this principle when we have some very, very real concern with the Rabbanan that we want to let this woman remarry. We don't want to let this get be declared to be valid. We don't want to undermine this get. So we're going to make a special takana to accept this get. But what mechanism do we have to do that? We're taking an Eishes Hirsh, we're violating the sinner. The answer is no, we're not. Because we're being mafkia, the original Kedushin, all the way back from day one. Right, it doesn't matter. No, even if he wants to, it doesn't matter. We have the right. You're at midaraisa, so she's a full-fledged Eishes Hirsh. But now the Chacham have the koach to circumvent the Kedushin by declaring what happened 20 years ago was never really a Kedushin. So then, Ois Kedushin. So the question is, how does that work? How does this game work? Afkein Rabbanan Kedushin. Forget about the intricacies of Bitla get right now. This concept in Halacha that a woman's an Eishes Hirsh b'nei Torah, it's okay, it's fine, because we're mafkia the Kedushin. What do we mean mafkia Kedushin? What do the words mean? The Gemara says, "Double the Ravina Ravashi. Peinach the Kaddish beKaspa Kaddish beBia Meikel Meimar." So Ravina said to Ravashi, "I understand if the original kedushin was done to kesef and we do a ring. How does that work?" So the Poshim Shat, the Gemara's question is as follows: that we have a tremendous koach in the realm of monetary law called hefker based in hefker. You know that's a dimin haTorah. The Gemara learned that from Sukkim. The base can basically has the right to declare your money doesn't belong to you, and they can even do that retroactively. So the base can make the following takana. And anyone who doesn't follow our rules, we hereby say, remember that ring from 40 years ago? It was never your ring. It was the Hefkidika ring. The first question the Sadhana Commission asked under the Chop is, this your ring? Did you buy it with your own money? And the Chassid confidently said yes. He's then confidently says 20 years later, wrong, not true. The ring was never yours. But it turns out the whole Kedushin never really existed in the first place. The one says, that's great, but Kedushin Kesef. But what if he was Makadisha with Kedushin Piyah? Misha says, Ishadigas Kesesh Shavia. So how does that work? How can they undo a Kedushin Bia? He wants his Michael and Mayhem. Says, no, they can do that also. Shavua Rabban would be lost of Bilas Nus. The Chacham can declare retroactively that that act of Bia wasn't Kedushin. It was the Bia's Nus, and it didn't register. How does that work exactly? That's a little bit less clear. So some of the Mishan say that because it's understood that the person wants to get married according to what the standards of the Torah are. Guy's getting married. He wants to get married according to the rabbis, according to what the Halacha says. So he's doing bia al das that the rabbanim are approving, that the halacha that Torah is approving of this kedushin. If for whatever reason the rabbanim don't approve of it, then his whole das in the kaddish was never really valid. If you take a quick look at the tosos, there's a tiny tosos on the daf, very famous tosos. The tosos called the kaddish and 2-line tosos. Ulekach omer b'shas kedushin kedas moshev Yisrael. That's what we mean when you finish off that statement. Kedas moshev. What do the words mean? The guy says the rebbe kedushas. The Tabaz will finish. The condition is over. What does the Kedas Moshe Yisrael? Kedas Moshe Yisrael means, according to the laws and practices of Moshe Rabbeinu, when Klal Yisrael as Halacha is practiced, then Tov should break it today, and therefore the husband is basically, the chosen is basically making a tzai, Mishas Kedushin, that I'm Makadishu if the Rabbanim agree. And if the Rabbanim don't agree, I'm not Makadishu. So it turns out that opens up, gives an unbelievable hand of authority to Chazal. But again, Chazal only did it when they did it. And they did it in a hand. There were half a dozen cases, not more than that. We don't have the authority today just to make a sweeping statement. Anytime we don't like a marriage, join Mafkia Kedushin. So that's clear that that's the case. Otherwise, if you end the line of crisis is a Klai Yisrael, Mafkia Kedushin. The problem is, if we misapply the principle of Mafkia Kedushin, that if it doesn't work, the mice, we assume that it doesn't work. Amazing, you can't just get three guys together and hocus pocus, that's our Darb and Mafkir Kedushin today. So if a person tried to do that, then of course Kedushin is invalid, and the woman is still married, and basically just Mafkir, they should officially out of Mafkir. So one has to be very careful before one starts putting forth these notions that we're going to just play around with, of course, Kedushin. Yeah, probably about that. So one place I think Rashi uses the Russian heft, one place I thought I forgot already. It's nuances of the same thing. Well, how do you do that? What are the technical way of doing that? He says, I don't want to give this get. Like saying about the shlichas, I'm saying I don't want to give the get. So what is going to say? No, you do want to give the get. Basin can't change the reality. Basin can only use pre-existing halachic principles to change certain realities on the ground. So that's a big question, whether they can even do that. Whether that idea that Chazal can change the Dibur Daraisa, add on facts to the Dibur Daraisa, does that mean you're not Yotze B'Daraisa? That's a big, big question. Is that really true? Say a guy gets up today and makes Kiddush on the Dvar Ba'al, doesn't make Kiddush on wine. So was he not Yotze B'Torah? That's not clear that he wasn't Yotze B'Torah. Even if it's true that he wasn't Yotze B'Torah, it could be that maybe based on other principles of Mitzvah, there are perhaps other considerations that may not actually play out here. So Tachlis, the only way for the Chazal to really get at the heart and soul of this Kedushin, we got to go after the Kedushin. To go after the Bittul is probably not going to help. But the problem is you can't do that, because giving a get is not a tzchus. So Zachar Rav Shalom Fanav isn't going to work. So Kozban, the woman doesn't know about receiving a get. Why? Because it's objectively a chol to become divorced. So we Chazal has to sort of... Why is it necessarily good? That's very, very tricky. But the starting point to get them is always a hope to get divorced. That's a question whether that could change. The Gemara has such a possibility at the end of a comma. If you have a scenario where it's very, very clear that the woman wants to get divorced, would there be such a principle of the Zohar? But to make that as a statement across the board. I'm not sure that tweaking is going to work in the receiving end. And this is time to test it. Akedah really works. Akedah is not a game. Akedah really, really, truly works. That's already talking about really works. So the Gemara now goes back to the sugya of Bittul HaGet and now tries to work out certain other scenarios, certain details that play out in terms of Bittul HaGet. So five lines at the bottom. So Tadar about Amalei Asara, kids will get the issue. If a person tells 10 people to write a get to my wife, so the halacha is that all 10 do not have to write. Unless he literally spells it out, kulchem, all of you have to participate in the writing, then and only then one writes and the other nine have to sign it. But if he just says in general, those are 10 guys, if the davening's over, he pulls together and says, okay, guys, just get this get done. So the understanding is that not all 10 have to actually participate. One's going to be the sofer, two of them end up going to be the edim. So according to Rebbe, he can be mevatel some of them without telling all of them. There's nothing wrong with them. He wants to then subsequently say, now, you know, guy number 6, 7, and 8, I don't want you guys involved anymore, even though he didn't tell 1, 2, and 3, but the other guys are out of the picture. So Rebbe says that's okay. Nothing terrible is going to happen from that. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, no. Shimon Gamliel says, again, his father and son are having another bachelor, because here, Rav Shimon Gamliel says that you have no right to cancel some without informing all the others. So what exactly is the issue? What are they fighting now? The argument about is as follows. There's a principle in Luchos Eidus called when part of an Eidus gets disqualified, the entire Eidus gets disqualified. Now, this is not exactly this. That principle where it usually appears in Halacha means as follows. So when they come to Beis and they give a statement, and they then start to dissect the statement, and they throw out 20% of the statement, and they salvage the other 80%. That's the general application of this principle. Here, the Gemara is almost borrowing that phrase to not aid us, like aid them coming forward and telling us what happened, but rather aid them as being appointed to authorize this get, to be aid them on a get. So when Reuben appoints 10 people, and he says to them, you be the guys in charge of this get, he's telling one of them to be the Sofer, two of them to be the Edim, but he didn't just tell two people, he didn't just tell three people, he told 10 people. Now, what's the halacha? If he told 10 people to do something, and then he pulls out 3 out of the 10, does that leave the other 7 in the dark, and they're not allowed to function because their Edim was also in his Bala? I say, no. The Edim who he bumped off, the Edim who was still intact, is still intact. So comes in and says, that's the root of this machlokes. No, he wants them to want to put together the get. He's not. No, 100%. But their job, he doesn't get 10 guys to be the Adam / Sofer on this get. And again, he didn't say Kulchem, so he doesn't need literally all 10 to be there. But 3 of them have to participate in the preparations and the delivery. They can deliver the get. Very well. Well, again, the preparation of the get means they're going to write the get and they're going to sign the get. So that is the creation of the get. So the problem is that he told 10 that he yanks out 3, and now the other question is, can all the remaining 7 also in his bottle? Or do I say no? Each person stands on his own merits. So that's going to now complicate things in the following sense. So, but Michael, if we manage one, some of that's right. That's exactly the issue, right? That's why the issue, right? So Rebbe Savar. Rebbe's opinion is, either Shabbat Miksasa, lo Makula. The Rebbe says that just because you bumped out a couple of the guys, that doesn't disqualify the other guys. And therefore, why do you have to tell everybody if you just change your mind from some of them? So out of the 10 you originally appointed, change your mind and you don't like these 5. So bump out these 5. Why bother telling the other 5? That the Azli Hanach Kasmi Viave Lichlubalisu. So of the 5 that are still remaining as an intact, as kosher, Adam / Sofrim, and Chosbim, so what's the big deal? Let them do what they have to do in Shut. So therefore, Rebbe Yudan also says, there's nothing compelling you to inform everybody about your change in decision. Rebbe Shimon Gamliel says, no. Rebbe Shimon Gamliel says, Eidu Shabbat Lemitzos about Lekula. Rebbe Shimon Gamliel says, the minute that you put all 10 together, you link them to one another. And the minute that you pull out from some of them, that's going to knock out all of the above. So now you are setting up a very, very dangerous situation. By being mevatel a few of these people, so you are basically, by definition, halachically, you are mevatel all of them. Now you have guys walking around thinking that they're kosher to be to supervise again, thinking they can write and sign again, deliver again, not knowing that they were actually in Batlu 10 minutes ago. That's a disaster. That's exactly what Rabbi Gamliel was worried about. They can have a situation where a get's going to be delivered unknown to the woman. No one did anything deliberate here, but the husband said it. So this is the principle, like Inuchos Eidus was such a principle that once an Eidus is declared, so these guys are really Eidim. They're really declared by him to be Eidim. That's their role to sign a get. He's appointed them to be Eidim. So we have the rule of Eidus. That Eidus is all or nothing. That Eidus Shabbat Mitzvot Balakul. There is such a principle in regular Hilchos Eidus, and here Shmuel is applying it to this kind of Eidus as well. Because they're going to be Eidim to sign again, so they will. Right. But the problem is that once he lumped them all together and he said, "You guys be my Eidim." Well, that's what it means. To tell guys. Right again, that is tantamount to say, make sure one of your. Okay, so it's true that at the end of the day, you may not even need Eidei Chasima, but he appointed them as Eidei Chasima. So in his mind, he just merged them together with the unit. Once he creates this unit, he is creating the possibility that the dependent one upon the other. So it comes to the Gemara and says that according to Shimon Gamliel, and one group, and they don't know now that the other ones were Bisbatlu, which by definition means they're Batlu also. As the Bakasu, you have a but they can end up being Matanish by mistake. Vibai Seima, I guess you guys are all part of the Ibai Seima group because you want to set up Shadim. Vibai Seima, one, I'm going to be a different Shadim. The Kuliyama, Eidishabal, Batlu, Nobody really buys into what we just said. Everybody agrees. that in theory, just because a few of them are bumped out, it doesn't kill her for the rest of the group. What is Rabbi Shimon Gamliel talking about? What are the words? Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said, made the following very cryptic statement. He said, "Eino yochel avatol zefnei zetsi." What do the words mean? So the Gemara says, "No, no. What it means is as follows: Kasavel v'ochay the time of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Kasavar milsud b'sabda be'ape asara tzricha be'asara l'mishlofa." Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says that any time you did something in the presence of 10 people, or 5 people, or 16 people, 100, whatever the number is, if you want to renege on what you did, you have to replicate what the original statement was made in front of. It's a halacha in terms of bittul hadvar. Some strange halacha that the only time that bittul will be accomplished is only if you mimic exactly what you did last time around. So kol zman that you didn't yank together, pull together all 10 guys from last week, eino yochel vatel here doesn't mean you're not allowed to be vatel. Don't you dare be vatel. You're going to lead to mamzeris. No, eino yochel vatel means you can't. Even if you try to be mivata, you couldn't be mivata. So it turns out, Rishim Gamliel is a big nakel. Rishim Gamliel was saying is that once you put 10 guys into motion, they took on a life of themselves. You want to change the rules on them, you got to get all 10 back together into Beis Din. So, Emi Lach Levato has a radically different meaning according to the second shot of Rishim Gamliel. Whenever I say something magic, but nothing to magic than the number 10, right? What? Yeah. It's not 10 as a minion. So comes the Gemara and says, so these two very, very different ways of understanding what the word of Shimon was talking about. Yerushim was saying that don't you dare and be mevatel zeh shalom v'zeh because it's going to lead to a problem down the line. Or did Rabbi Shimon Gamliel mean you don't have the halakha ability to cancel 10 without the first 10 there? So Gemara says, this is not going to play out in the following. What would Rabbi Shimon Gamliel say in the following scenario? Not only did you appoint 10 people to write a get, but you used the magic word kulchem. You turned to the 10 of them and said, I want all of you guys together to write this get. The Gemara says a little bit later on that that's a different picture of God. Up until now, we've been talking about, I just say, you know, they pull 10 guys together and I say, okay, guys, write the get for me. So I didn't say you guys all together as a unit write the get. And so as long as I didn't make them into one unit, then the law is one guy writes, two guys sign, and the rest of the guys are on vacation. But if I say kulchem, well then I link them together to such an extent that every single one has to sign on the get. And if one of them doesn't sign on the get, then the whole get is bottle of the bin Torah. Because again, I'm for sure I can make whatever Torah I want. So if I made it tonight, I only authorize this get if all 10 of them sign. That was my authorization. So I'm a fool, or whatever it is, but the ma'isa, I only gave my das gerushin under the circumstances. So whenever you have a get that had the magic words kulchem, there's no way any of them are going to sign without all of them being there. Everybody knows that. Any guy who ever served as an get knows that if you hear the magic word kulchem, then you're done. Then you have to get everybody together. So what would Rav Shimon Gamliel say about if you said kulchem and now you want to start to chisel away and start to bump some of them out? What would the din be? You buy the kulchem out. Time of Rishon Gamliel, Rishon Gamliel, Eidah Shabbat Mitzvah Shabbat Lekula, is the reason for Rishon Gamliel, the original concern that when you start with Mevatel Sam, so then in theory they're all Batel and they're not going to know about it. Bahani came with them Lekulcha Mevatel Kasev Yaveh. So then there's no concern by Kulchem. The whole concern of Rishon Gamliel in the previous part of the sugya was that I appointed 10. I don't really need all 10 here. I bumped out some. I'll be Alach and now they're all bumped out. And the guys who didn't know they're bumped out will write to get on their own. That will never happen by Kulchem, because no one will ever write to get on their own. But ever there's a get that was instituted with the Kulchem, anybody who writes this get knows we have to collect all, that's going to gather everybody from yesterday. So inevitably it's going to happen as follows. They're going to go collect the other 10 guys, and the other 10 guys will say, we're sorry, we were disqualified. We were in this backlog. So there's no mishul, nothing can ever go wrong. The only time something can go wrong is if 3 guys are writing to get on their own, not knowing that they were in this backlog yesterday. But if the get of Kulchem is actually a safeguard, there's a truth policy that the get will never ever be written without all 10 of them there. I'll do it, maybe we're wrong. Do a time in the Rishon Gamliel, Rishon Gamliel, Komilson is Abdi Apabasar, Tsukhmasar, Mishnafa. Maybe the second shot of Rishon Gamliel was right, that a get that 10 guys were appointed to, you need 10 guys to be Mavatel. Therefore, it doesn't matter what the Lashon was, it's impossible to be Mavatel the get unless all 10, the original group, is replicated. So at the end of the day, we're not quite sure what Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said. We're not quite sure what Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. So we have a lot of things that we're not clear about. We'll have to wait till next week to try to clarify some of these points within the view of Rav Shimon.